From Lenny's newsletter, this week on how AI, GPT 5.5, Claude Design, and GPT Images 2.0 hands-on reviews plus an inside look at Memelord. Listen now on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Claire put GPT 5.5 to the test on real, messy problems from a 6-hour autonomous migration to a hardware hack no other model could crack. GPT 5.5 is incredibly smart. But most ChatGPT users don't have problems complex enough to justify its intelligence or cost. Claire struggled to find meaningful use cases in her personal ChatGPT account because everyday tasks don't require super intelligence. The model spent 17 minutes thinking about how to build a simple subtraction app for her first grader. Impressive, but overkill. The real value unlocks when you have genuinely hard technical problems. The I trust you, figure it out prompt unlocks autonomous multi-hour workflows. Claire gave GPT 5.5 a complex data migration problem involving 2 million rows of unstructured data with endless edge cases. She told it, I trust you to make a call, figure out how to spawn a subagent to do this, test it, identify issues, repair them, and get this ready for production. The model worked autonomously for almost 6 hours with zero follow-up prompts, zero steering, and only one approval request. This is the first time Claire has seen truly long-running autonomous agent behavior. GPT 5.5 passed the ultimate intelligence test, hacking proprietary hardware. Claire spent months trying to reverse engineer a Chinese Bluetooth speaker with proprietary encoding. She tried Claude Code, GPT-4, everything nothing worked. She went full detective mode, downloaded Bluetooth profiling tools, hooked up packet sniffers, crawled Chinese documentation repositories. When she finally threw all this context at GPT 5.5, it cracked the bitmap encoding and Bluetooth transport mechanism. Now she can send messages to the speaker from the terminal and has built codex notification hooks that display on the device. The model is expensive, but cheaper than human engineering time. GPT 5.5 Pro costs $30 per million INT tokens and $180 for output tokens expensive. But when Claire reflects on what it accomplished 6 hours of autonomous work, 2 million rows validated, 6 months of tech debt eliminated, the ROI is obvious. It's cheaper than her time and cheaper than her engineering team's time, and it solved problems that would have required significant human coordination and focus. Fix the baked potato personality with slash commands. Out of the box, Codex with GPT 5.5 has what Claire calls a baked potato personality, dull and robotic. But if you type slash personality in Codex, you can change it to something friendlier. Some testers complained it became too Gen Z, but Claire prefers that over the default bland responses. My GPT 5.5 review a 6-hour autonomous task and the Bluetooth hack no other model could solve. Reverse engineer a proprietary hardware protocol with AI. Perform an autonomous data migration with an AI agent. Automate security vulnerability remediation with AI. Listen now on YouTube S. Podify Apple Podcasts brought to you by Claire tests Claude Design and ChatGPT Images 2.0 by building real assets like landing pages, decks, and brand kits, showing what actually works, what's slow, and where traditional tools like Figma still win. It's a small quality of life improvement that makes working with the model more enjoyable during long sessions. Design systems are now first-class citizens in AI design tools. Claude Design's entire workflow starts with importing your design system fonts, colors, components, brand assets, and structuring them into a format AI can use consistently. This is a fundamental shift from prototyping tools that ignore your brand. Google just released DesignMD as a proposed standard for how to describe design systems to AI agents, signaling that this is where the entire industry is heading. Claude Design excels at marketing assets but struggles with product UX. If you're building landing pages, marketing sites, or presentation decks that need to match your brand, Claude Design is genuinely impressive. It adheres to design systems well for these use cases. But for app components and complex user experience flows, it doesn't reason as effectively with design system constraints. Know what you're building before choosing your tool. Figma still wins on iteration speed, and that matters more than you think. Claude Design takes 5 to 10 minutes to generate designs, and every tweak requires another LLM call. Figma lets you drag, change fonts, adjust colors instantly, no model in the loop. We underestimate how valuable that immediate feedback is when you're iterating on design. AI design tools are great for getting to a first draft, but traditional tools still dominate the refinement phase. The number one Claude Design slop tell, italicized serif fonts everywhere. Just like Claude Code has its telltale phrases in summary, Claude Design has a design signature. It absolutely loves italicized serif fonts in landing pages. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. This is useful for both identifying AI-generated designs and knowing what to specifically override in your prompts. GPT Images 2.0 finally nailed layout and typography for brand work. The new model can generate multi-page brand kits with proper text rendering, consistent layouts, and sophisticated typography, things previous image models completely failed at. For marketers who need brand assets that combine images, text, and layout, this is a real breakthrough. When Claire asked Claude Design to create a 90s GeoCities version of Lenny's newsletter without any design system constraints, it produced Lenny's product zone with Comic Sans, brick backgrounds, an exceptional copy like your OKRs are cringe and 7 ways to fix them before Q3. The lesson: reference styles and creative direction work better than rigid constraints when you want something unexpected. The quality looks expensive, not obviously AI-generated. Let AI run wild without design systems for the most creative results. Content to slides is Claude Design's killer practical use case. Take an article, add your design system, and Claude Design generates a beautiful, on-brand presentation deck complete with code-based elements like animated terminals with blinking cursors. How I put Claude Design and GPT Images 2.0 to the test: build-in landing pages, slides, and brand kits. How to generate a professional brand kit with GPT Images 2.0. How to convert an article into a polished slide deck with AI. How to build a high-fidelity landing page with Claude Dacey, GN. Listen now on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, brought to you by Jason Levin explains how he grew Memelard to $100,000 ARR without writing code, then rebuilt it as an API-first product for agents, plus why every marketer should vibe code and what happens when you let them ship. For product marketers, enablement teams, and anyone creating customer-facing decks, this workflow is immediately valuable and actually works well. Let your marketers cook or watch them leave your company. Jason has one rule at Memelard: every marketer has to vibe code. This isn't some abstract CEO mandate, it's a survival strategy. His free tools section, built entirely by non-technical marketers using Cursor, has generated 100.